You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Let's start today with TikTok and the unprecedented forced sale of a foreign-owned company to an American one. In this case, two American companies. The Trump administration announced Sunday that the tech firm Oracle and the retailer Walmart will take a stake in TikTok and create a new entity headquartered in the United States. Now, there are still a lot of questions about national security and user data, especially since Chinese owner ByteDance remains the majority stakeholder, and the U.S.-based entity may not actually control the underlying technology. We actually don't know for sure yet. So for today, let's put on our business hats and look at what Oracle and Walmart would get out of the deal. Marketplace's Mariel Segura reports.
For Oracle, this is really about growing its cloud storage business. It rents server space to other companies, like Zoom and soon TikTok, so they can store their data. But that business is a lot smaller than its cloud competitors. John Freeman at CFRA Research says Amazon, Google, and Microsoft have a lot of very large data centers, and that's an asset.
An entire data center can go down. They can keep on chugging. That's the kind of reliability that you get when you have that kind of scale.
So he says getting bigger, thanks to this TikTok deal, could help Oracle land even more high-profile, lucrative contracts. As for Walmart, this partnership is also about data, the kind TikTok collects on its users. Leigh Duran is a senior VP at Kantar.
They are tracking engagement, time spent, what you're looking at, where you came from, and then any click-throughs.
That could help Walmart figure out what's trendy, particularly among the people who tend to use TikTok. You know, the youths. Adam Pressman is a managing director at Alex Partners.
With TikTok, you're getting a global audience with highly engaged users in a demographic that retailers across the world are seeking to better understand.
There is some risk here for both companies. John Freeman at CFRA says, sure, TikTok is the hot social media app right now, but maybe in a couple years.
You know, TikTok's 10-year-old to 18-year-old demographic, you know, uses Micmac or Loop Loop or something, you know, whatever, right? Whatever the next flavor of cool mobile app is, right?
Also, buying a stake in TikTok could put both companies in the middle of the endless fights between the U.S. and China over technology and everything else. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.